In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Christ is risen. I'm at a loss for words. No, literally, I'm at a loss for words. Almost, not quite. In celebrating our resurrected Lord and Savior, we exhibit and witness to and declare unashamed joy in our God, our unashamed joy in holy things, in holy celebration. The world loves to party. The world loves to celebrate any old thing, any excuse for. We believe our celebration is indeed that one thing essential that is well worth celebrating beyond all measure, and indeed proper, and it is meet and right to rejoice and be glad that Christ is risen, and that through him we will rise, that through him we live. In this Holy Week we heard the hymns speak of the Lord reaching down to us, that he reached down to us on the cross. But then he reaches down even further, as we see in our icon of the feast. He reaches down for Adam, and he reaches down for Eve in the realm of the dead in Hades. And Adam and Eve represents you and I as well. Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve, Adam and Eve. Each of us, the Lord has reached down for us. And he's reached down for them after their death. He's reaching down to us while we're still on this earth, while we can properly repent, while we can properly respond to his condescension, to his mercy, to his love for us. And this is our response. Every Lord's Day is Pascha. Every Lord's Day is resurrectional. Every Lord's Day is God's people gathering around the Lord's table in his kingdom. But indeed, this is the King and Lord of days, the King and the King of Sabbaths, the great and holy day, the Feast of Feasts. And we rejoice and we celebrate, and we do it not simply because whether we fasted or not, we're breaking the fast, but indeed because this feast celebrates that which is truly worthy of our celebration, of our greatest joy, of our greatest hope in life, in this life, in the life to come. Our Lord and God and Savior Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, to him be due all glory, honor, and worship, together with his Father and his all holy good, the life-creating Spirit, now and ever, and to ages of ages. Amen. Christ is risen! Christ is risen! Christ is risen!